Our New Testament reading is from the book of Romans, the first chapter, verses 1 through 17. Paul, a servant of Christ, called to be an apostle set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through the holy prophets in the holy scriptures concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I want you to know, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you, as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor John Gutz, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Streator, Illinois.
In the name of Jesus, amen. We have come through the Christmas season. For many, the Christmas tree and decorations have come down. Christmas 2014 is in the past. Gifts were given and gifts received. And if everything worked out right in our planning, there was a balance between the two. It can be awkward and uncomfortable when someone gets us a gift and we didn't get them one. They were thinking of us and we didn't think of them, or at least not much. It's embarrassing. We don't like to be in debt in the gift-giving department. We might have even said that this past Christmas. Oh, you shouldn't have, but they did. How hard it can be to be a gracious receiver of gifts. Children, on the other hand, aren't troubled by such thoughts. You give a gift to a young child, and you will not hear them say, "Oh, you shouldn't have." In fact, they might even ask, "Are there any more?" They are not embarrassed by the thought that they didn't get you a gift. They're simply glad to receive. How hard it can be to be a gracious receiver of gifts. We can also feel that way about our God. Most people believe there is a God. To say that you believe in God is really not saying much, nor is it saying much when you say there should be rules and morals and values. Most people in the world would agree with such things. And it can really make us sound religious to talk that way. What can really sound embarrassing, however, is to talk in such a way that indicates we need to be saved, to need a Savior. To talk like I need a Savior means I must need saving, that there's something wrong with me that isn't quite right. We'd like to believe that we're above such a thing, but we're not. And that's why the message of salvation has a strange sound to it. Are you suggesting that I need saving? Yes. It is so in our day, and it was so in Paul's day. And so Paul clearly writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." That God would humble himself to become a man, to give his life for the life of the world, to suffer the humiliating death of a criminal upon a cross, is something no human being ever would have dreamed up. It's all rather embarrassing. But that doesn't matter to God. It doesn't bother him. Why not? That's the kind of God the scriptures tell us we have. The gospel, the good news, is that in Jesus, he comes to bring life for those who are sinners. And that means each of us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God doesn't give us his gifts because we've been good, but because we haven't been. He doesn't bestow his mercy upon us because he thinks we have potential and are worthy. He isn't good to us because we've really impressed him lately. God gives his gifts and bestows his mercy because he is a good, gracious, merciful, gift-giving God without any merit or worthiness in us. That's what makes the news about Jesus good news. That's what makes it gospel. And those gifts he gives to us personally. When we hear the pastor say, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." When we remember our baptism, that with water and the word, God made us his own. When we receive his body and blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. That's such good news, and it's such a wonderful gift, that it doesn't make sense to us. And that's okay. It can be tempting to want to alter it or add to it or to try to justify ourselves into receiving it. But all of that is simply a way of disbelieving it, as if to say, "Oh, you shouldn't have. I didn't get anything for you, God." To all of that, God would say, "I know." And he promises to even give us his Holy Spirit to believe what he has done for us. It's the work that he does from beginning to end. And that work that he does brings us the promise of salvation. "I am not ashamed of the gospel," Paul tells us, "for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, 'The righteous shall live by faith.'" Rejoice in receiving the gifts of God for you. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor John Gutz for today's meditation on God's Word.